The house where I grew up had a neem tree in the back. I don't know how old it was, but I can never remember the house without remembering that tree, its little green fruit, its sticky white sap. After a thunderstorm, our roof would be littered with its dainty white flowers, a comet's trail of starburst. I remember the first tender leaves, more copper than green, as trusty a harbinger of spring in these parts as Wordsworth's daffodils in our poetry books.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high over vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils.
Growing up in Kolkata, we had never seen a daffodil or a snowdrop, but we had our neem. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But being Bengali, we did not just write odes to our harbingers of spring. We ate them. Baby neem leaves stir-fried with chunks of eggplant was a staple. I hated it. Unlike me, my sister loved bitter. When she was a baby, she refused to relinquish her pacifier, much to the consternation of our parents. Someone told my parents to douse it with neem paste. My sister sucked on it with even greater fervor. The child who loved bitter became part of family lore. Luckily for her, Bengali food was full of bitters. These are not the bitter herbs of Passover meant to remind us of bitter times.
We have the maror, which is actually the parsley, which is another bitter herb. So lots of bitterness here, you know, that we're trying to get rid of.
Our bitters are eaten to get the juices flowing. Neem begun, polta pata, tetur dal. These rarely make it into lists of 10 must-have Bengali dishes. Neem leaves stir-fried with eggplant, dal with slices of bitter gourd. Uche, the little bitter gourd stir-fried with orange pumpkin, bitter and sweet in one bite. Or just simply bitter gourd mashed with boiled potato and just a splash of mustard oil and a green chili. And of course, the shukto, the start to a proper Bengali meal, a mix of vegetables like beans, sweet potatoes, plantains with bitter gourd, the star attraction, stewed gently, tempered with celery seed.
Welcome to Shompa's Kitchen. তাহলে চলুন আজকে আমরা শিখে নিই কি করে ট্রেডিশনাল বেঙ্গলি শুক্তো আমরা বানাবো।
Anyone can make a good chicken curry, it is said, but the perfect shukto, that's the mark of a true cook. My mother still has a recipe book she got as a wedding gift. Its binding has come apart. The pages are falling out. It has a whole section on shukto. Shukto with polta leaves, shukto with green papaya, shukto with neem leaves for the truly embittered, even shukto with tiny fish. In Pragya Sundari Devi's cookbooks, considered the grandmother of all Bengali cookbooks, she recites the names of the bitter greens of Bengal as if in a mantra. Neem, palta, nolte, shiuli, hincha, much as we recite the names of mangoes now.
Himshagur, Gulab Khash, and Langra, Bombay.
I knew none of this then. I picked my way through the bitterness. Sure, this was just another way tyrannical adults exerted control over helpless children. Part of being the good Bengali boy, we wore our hair in a side part, we did our homework, and we ate our bitters without protest. We were just told it was good for us, and that was that. Over time, I lost the side parting. I had no more homework to do, and I learned to appreciate my shukto. Perhaps it was just an evolution of taste, an understanding that life comes in different flavors, or perhaps it was just growing up. After my father died, we decided to sell the house. The roof was springing stubborn leaks. I lived in California then. It was turned into an apartment building. As the old house came down, my mother asked if we could save the neem tree. I was surprised. My mother ate neem leaves as if it was swallowing medicine, a punishment. But the tree had been there when she came to that house as a bride. We had never had neem leaves that had not come from that tree. But it could not be saved. We mourned it, perhaps because it was easier than mourning the house we grew up in. Now we buy sprigs of neem leaves from the market. I wish I could say the neem begun does not taste the same, that the shuktu is somehow bittersweet. But that's not really true. But what is true is that every time we have it, we remember the tree. Others remember lost orchards of mangoes and coconut palms and ponds full of fish. We had none of that. But once we had a neem tree. Now only the memory remains, serrated like a neem leaf. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.